Good morning, everyone. So I don't know about you guys, but every year for my New Year's resolution, I make a resolution that I'm going to exercise more. Anybody else make that resolution with me? Yeah. And it works pretty well for the month of January. I get up early and get ready and exercise. And then pretty soon, I decide that I would rather sleep in. And so instead of exercising, I just stop and I get my steps in, but I stop exercising. Well, that happens a lot with our New Year's resolutions, doesn't it? So we decide that we are going to eat healthier, or we are going to do something that we have been putting off, or we're going to be more intentional about helping people. And we have great intentions during the month of January, and we're excited, and we start doing what we're supposed to do. But then pretty soon, we get tired of those New Year's resolutions. Life gets busy and things get in the way, and we start to make excuses for why we don't do those things. Well, as we get ready to enter the year 2021, instead of making a New Year's resolution like that, I wonder what it would look like if we think about what God may have for us in 2021. Maybe there's something that you feel like God has been wanting you to do, but you haven't done it yet. Maybe there's a dream that God has put in your heart that you are too afraid to pursue right now. What would it look like if in the year 2021, that was your New Year's resolution? To follow what God wants you to do for the year. And yes, you will still get tired and there will be days when you don't want to do it, but the Bible has something to say about that. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah tells us that God never gets tired and weary, and we may stumble and fall and get tired, but God doesn't, and that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, that God will give us the strength and the courage that we need to keep going. So for the year 2021, I hope that you will think about what God may have for you, and that when you do that, that you will pray for strength and courage. And when you get tired of it, as we inevitably do, that you will ask God to help you. God promises to never leave us, and he will help us through. So for 2021, think about what God has for you. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for always being there with us. Help us to listen to you and to do what you want us to do. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.